很清楚的。
You must choose.
你一定要选择。
You must choose and keep on choosing one way or the other.
你一定要不停地去选择。
Be choosing transformation or you will be conformed to the world.
选择改变，如果不是你就变成效法这个世界。
There is no third way.
没有第三条路的。
Choose.
选择。
Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world.
不要效法这个世界的模式。
Let me say again, choose.
我再讲多次。
Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world.
不要效法这个世界。
The word conformity means to be pressed in.To be pressured from the outside, like being squeezed into a mold.
这个效法这个字其实就是好像就是你是在世界在外边受到很多压力，将你压在一个帽那里。
And a mold is a type of pattern, isn't it? It's a physical pattern.
这个帽呢就是一个模式，就是一个模型。
And what is this mold that the world wants us to be squeezed into?
咁啊，呢个世界将我想将我哋系压喺一个点样嘅模式咧
？Well, there are many variations of it.
啊，有不同嘅样。
But bottom line is, it all has to do with you.
但系最终嘅讲法咧，就系其实都系同你自己有关。
As Frank Sinatra sang in his infamous song, I did it my way.
就好似法兰先生杜拉佢歌，大家知道啊，我行我素。
I did it my way.
我行我素。
I took care of myself. I took care of my loved ones, and the key word is my.
我照顾我自己，我照顾我嘅家人，最主要嘅就系我。
Maybe the best way is to contrast two people.To understand this.
可能我俾两个人做例子嚟到去讲呢一点。
Two famous people.
两个好出名嘅人。
One is Mother Teresa.
一个系德兰修女。
How many remember Mother Teresa?
边个记得佢
？Okay, good. In the English congregation, a lot of youth don't even know who she is anymore. You know.
喺英文部好多细路仔年轻人根本唔知佢边个。
I remember when Mother Teresa died.
我仲记得德兰修女死嘅时候。
It was suddenly on the news and on the internet.
哇！喺个全部新闻电台同埋嗰个互联网都有讲。
And I was greatly saddened.
我好伤心。
What a great woman!
哇！佢系一个好伟大嘅女人。
Who had a great reputation?
佢有一个好好嘅名声。
Not because she was powerful.
唔系因为佢好有权势。
Not because she was rich.
不是因为她有钱。
Not because she was influential.
不是因为她有影响力。
Although in a sense she was.
虽然她其实就真的。
Not because she was beautiful.
也不是因为她很漂亮。
She looked like an old, shrunken, dried up prune.
她好像一个很缩了水的西妹一样。
Of course, I don't know what she looked like when she was younger, right?
我不知道她后生是怎样。
She was famous because she loved people.
佢係好出名，因為佢愛別人。
And cared for them.
佢照顧佢哋。
And struggled for them.
亦都係同佢一齊掙扎。
She was famous because she did this because she loved God.
佢出名係因為佢做咁多呢啲嘢係為咗神而做。
She was famous because she accomplished a lot.
佢出名係因為佢有好大嘅成就。
But even more so, people knew she accomplished a lot because she was serving God.
但係其實最重要嘅就係因為佢係為神而做咗好多嘢。
Later in the day, you would not hear anything about Mother Teresa.
如果
you couldn't hear anything about Mother Teresa.
而家你聽唔到有啲咩關於佢嘅事。
Because somebody else died.
因為收尾有另外一個人死了
Princess Diana
是戴安娜王妃
Same day
同樣那天
All of a sudden you couldn't find out anything about Mother Teresa
個人都不講德蘭修女的事
Everything was about Princess Diana
每個個都是講戴安娜的事。
She was famous too.
她也都很出名啊。
She was famous, yes, because she cared for other people.
她出名也都是因為她關心其他人。
But her fame started not because of that.
但她的名氣不是因為這樣而起的。
She was famous in the beginning and continued to be because she was something so many other people wanted to be.
她為什麼這樣出名？因為她是代表很多人，很多人心目中想自己是成為一個這樣的偶像。
Married to the Prince of England.
她是同英國的王子結婚。
She was famous because of her position. Her status.
她的名氣是因為她的地位。
She was famous because she was beautiful.
她出名因為她很漂亮。
And elegant.
同埋好高貴。
And she was able to broadcast her fame because she was able to use her position to do so.
她亦都可以係將佢嘅名氣傳開去，因為佢有呢個地位去做。
She was famous for who she was.
佢係因為佢自己而出名。
She had power.
佢有權力。
Prestige.
亦都有聲望。
Money.
錢。
But she didn't have God.
但係佢冇神。
Yes, she did care for people.
因為佢係關心人。
But she didn't really have to sacrifice that much for them.
但係佢唔係有啲即係為咗別人係有啲乜嘢嘅犧牲。
So don't get me wrong, I'm not even implying Princess Diana was a bad person.
唔好誤會，我唔係話佢係一個壞嘅人。
Actually, we're all bad people anyway, in God's sight.
其實我哋全部都係壞人啦，係嘛？
But relatively speaking,
但係相對嚟講，
I see a great contrast between Princess Diana and Mother Teresa.
我覺得德蘭修女同埋呢個戴安娜係有好大嘅對比。
In the end, Princess Diana was all about Princess Diana.
係收尾戴妃就係戴妃嚇。
And Mother Teresa was all about God.
但係德蘭修女咧就係睇到反映神。
And that is the essential contrast between the two of them.
呢樣就係佢哋兩個嘅最大嘅分別。
Who they lived for.
佢哋為誰而活。
Why they did the things that they did.
點解佢哋做佢哋做嘅嘢
？Yes, Princess Diana had compassion for other people.
冇錯，戴安娜亦都係對好多人有同情感。
Like Mother Teresa.
好似德蘭修女咁。
But Princess Diana did not do it for God.
但係戴安娜唔係因為神而咁樣做。
Mother Teresa, who did it for God, her life was transformed.
因為德蘭修女為神而工作，所以佢嘅生命就有呢個變化。
And she was many things that people do not want to be.
佢嘅一生，好多人都唔想好似佢咁樣。
How many of our daughters want to grow up and be like Mother Teresa?
我哋嘅女兒有幾多個係想長大成為係好似德蘭修女咁樣嘅
？It was a tough life.
佢嘅生活係其實係好苦。
So tough at times she struggled with her faith in God.
苦到咧，佢有陣時佢都係對神嘅信心係有即係有啲動搖。
Now, most of us, if our kids say, "I want to serve God that way," they say, "Are you crazy?"
唔會，我哋嘅細路好多時，即係如果佢哋話佢哋想侍奉神，我哋會
有偏見咗。We don't want our kids to struggle.
因為我哋唔想我哋嘅兒女係去掙扎，要掙扎。
I do have to tell you, as a fellow parent, we do have to consider whether God wants that or not.
我哋做父母嘅，亦都應該係考慮到，係睇下我哋嘅我哋神要唔要我哋嘅兒女去侍奉佢。
I submit to you, with all due respect, that Princess Diana conformed to the pattern of this world.
我可以坦白同你講，我覺得咧就係。戴安娜咧就係效法咗呢個世界。
She was everything the world admires.
佢係全球都羨慕。
And Mother Teresa was transformed by the pattern of Christ.
而德蘭修女係 因为基督的样式而改变了他的生命。
Be choosing transformation or you will be conformed to the world.
你们大家要选择变化，如果不是你就会效法这个世界。
But that brings us to another choice.
现在我们又讲到另外一个选择。
Choose.
选择。
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
让你的心意更新而变化。
Because it's not enough to choose not to be conformed to the pattern of this world.
因为只是选择不去效法这个世界是不够的。
You also must choose not to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
你更加要选择是你是因为心意更新而可以变化。
Notice Paul's wording here.
注意保罗在这里的说话。
He doesn't say transform yourself today forever.
他没有说今天改变，那你可以永远改变。
He says be being transformed day after day after day after day until you die.
他告诉我们，我们要每天每时每刻都是要改变，直至你死为止。
It's a present active passive mood.
这个 是现在，同埋咧系好积极咁样去做嘅过程。
And that's kind of hard for us to get our minds wrapped around. We're being told to make a choice to let something happen to us.
其实咧都唔系咁容易明白，因为我哋即系佢话俾我哋听，我哋要选择，系我哋要系接受外边俾我哋嘅变化。
We're very practical people, aren't we?
我哋其实咧都好好实际嘅。
We want things laid out simple and charts and graphs and you know do this that and that's it.
我哋成日都系想最好样嘢都系好简单咁喺我哋面前话俾我哋听点做点做就好啦。
We also like to be in control.
我亦都中意系揸权嘅。
And yet Paul doesn't give us something really really clear.
但系喺呢度保罗好似唔系好清楚咁。
He says, put yourself in a place where somebody else is going to do something to you to make you different.
保罗其实话俾我哋听，将我哋放喺一个处境里边，系让别人去改变我哋。
And I submit to you that other person is the Holy Spirit.
我可以话俾你听，这个另外一个人就系其实就系圣灵。
2 Corinthians 4:16 tells us it is the Holy Spirit that renews us inwardly day by day.
在哥林多后书第四章就是讲到呢所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
In Romans 8:8 and following, Paul tells us that it is those and only those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit who can please God.
在罗马书第八章八节嗰度咧，保罗话俾我哋听，系如果我哋系属肉体嘅，系唔会得到神嘅喜悦。
But it's not a one-time choice you make and then forever. It's set.
咁但系呢个选择咧，唔系话你做一次咧，以后你就唔使再做噶啦。
We must choose every day, every moment of every day, whenever we are confronted, to submit to the Holy Spirit.
我哋每一次系遇到要圣灵去嘅催逼嘅时候，我哋就要做呢个选择。
And in this way, practice putting on our new self and being renewed in His image, as Paul tells us in Colossians 3:10.
咁我哋咧就可以练习，我哋点样成日都系穿上新人，呢个新人喺知识上渐渐更新，正如做他主嘅形象。呢个喺哥罗西书系三章十节嗰度讲。
Let me give you an analogy.
等我俾个同你打个比喻。
I'm assuming you are more familiar with soccer than with American football.
哇，我谂你大家可能系英式足球熟悉多过美式足球。
But the analogy works either way.
但系唔紧要，呢个比喻都系可以用。
You have a team that's out in the field that makes its choices.
你系有一队。球员在外面就分分钟是在那里做选择。
American football is a little more measured. You have times, you have huddles, you have consultations, you make plans and so forth.
美式足球就比較好像有規律一點，它 有時間，有不同的方式去有一個戰略是。
So the quarterback calls the play and then has to make his choices and the team has to go into action.
所以這個有個 quarterback 這個主將就通常就是想到怎樣有 一個戰略，那他就告訴其他人聽，其他人就要幫他手，大家一起是做這個play。
But the quarterback is not really the one who's in control of it all.
但是這個所謂四分位主將就是其實他不是做決定的人的。
Behind the scenes is the coach.
在後面背後其實就是一個教練。
It's the coach who has mapped out the game plan.
因為那個教練就已經想著怎樣去打這場球的。
It's the coach who may call a timeout and bring the quarterback in and say you need to do this, this and that.
因為那個教練就是其實就是會可以隨時召回這個四分位回來就告訴他你要怎樣怎樣做。
It's the coach who gives them all a talking to during halftime.
所以在下半場的時候即是半場的時候這個教練就可以再跟各個球員講好那隊球應該再怎麼打。
And the quarterback and the team are kind of like us. We make all our choices in life. We have to. We're responsible to make action. But the Holy Spirit is like the coach. He has given us the game plan. He has told us what to do. He brings us in and says, you need to stop passing so much and do more running or something like that.
Well, he
will not say something like that. I say something like that.
所以我們其實就好像這個主將和球員一樣，我們每一個時刻在個球場上都要做一適當的選擇，但是呢在我們背後就有聖靈去到教導我們，隨時就召我們回來，即我們 去面對聖靈的時候，如果聽聖靈講，因為聖靈已經知道我們人生的計劃，他會告訴我們你要怎樣去改變你的 路向啊，你怎樣聽，你怎樣去，怎樣留，即是我們都有聖靈去指引我們。
Thank you. That's an imperfect analogy, I know. But hopefully it helps us to understand a little bit the role of the Holy Spirit with respect to our lives.
即是這個比喻可能不是很 完美，但是呢就起碼大家可以幫助大家去明白誰是扮演誰樣的角色。
But then how are we transformed?
但是我們怎樣才可以改變呢？
By the renewing of our mind. Renewing of our mind.
是完全是要因為我們更新我們的心意。
We must read the word of God.
我們一定要讀神的話語。
Regularly.
還有時時讀神的話語。
Daily.
每日。
Even multiple times a day.
是每日多次。
We must meditate upon it.
同埋我哋亦都要思考神嘅话语。
We must contemplate it in our mind.
我哋不时神嘅话语应该喺我哋脑海里边。
We must memorize it.
我哋亦都要背神嘅话语。
We must embrace it as something that we cherish.
我哋要系将神嘅话语看为宝贝。
We must let the Word of God change our thinking and our values and our priorities.
我們一定要被神的話語去改變我們的心思意念。
We must learn wisdom from the Word of God.
我們要由神的話語裡面學習這個神的給我們的智慧。
But all of this is not enough.
但是這樣都不夠。
We still have to make a conscious decision.I emphasize the word conscious choice.
我們仍然是要做一個很有知覺的選擇。
We must still make a conscious choice to follow the word of God.
我們要有很有意識地去跟隨神。
Now go to another illustration.
我又給一個比喻你們。
There are basically two ways in life.
其實人生有兩條路。
Paul is telling us you're either being conformed to the world or you're being transformed by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God.
保罗告诉我们，我们一是呢就是效法这个世界，如果不是呢，我们就会跟随圣灵的教导， 可以更新我们的、心意意变化。
Life is like a great river、
我们的人生呢就好像一条大河。
I'll call it the river of life。
我说是生命之河。
And we are all in a boat on the river of life。
我们全部都是坐在一条船里面，在这个、河那里。
And the currents of this world's river are pulling us all downstream.
这个生命河的、流河流就一路是冲将这个船呢是冲落冲去下游。
But God has given us two things.
但是神呢就给了两样东西我们。
One, He's given us the Holy Spirit.
一样就是、圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit sits at the tiller or the rudder to give us the, to direct our boat.
圣灵就坐在、一边的船那里，他是掌着这个舵柄。
I know the Holy Spirit does more than that, but I can't elaborate the analogy too much, okay? We'll just think simple.
我就是很简单地就是说，就是你们是大家是想象，就是圣灵就坐在个船、掌着这个舵柄。
So the Holy Spirit directs the boat, and He's given us the word, a pair of oars in our boat.
所以佢呢、这个圣灵咧就系、是、负责系驾驶呢只船嘅方向，咁佢亦都俾咗神嘅话语我哋，我哋呢、这个神嘅话语就系、是、嗰、这个船长。
I tell you what, as long as you let those oars lie in the bottom of the boat, you're going to drift downstream with the current of the river of life into the mold of this world.
我话俾你听，如果你唔用呢个船长，将呢个船长就系等喺嗰个船。船底下，咁你好当然咧，你啲船咧就系俾呢个生命之河嘅河流咧，就冲去下游啊，嚟使你系效法呢个世界噶啦。
You must pick up those oars and row the boat in order to go upstream against the current of this world.
你一定要用呢一双船桨一路爬一路爬，咁你先至可以有希望系一爬去上游嗰度。
As soon as you stop, you start drifting back down.
如果你一停止去爬咧，嗰个河流咧就会冲咗你落去。
And the more you row and the more you strengthen yourself, the better you are to get through the rough places in the river, which flow harder than the calm places.
So, 如果你越发系用呢个船桨去向上游去爬咧，咁你咧就越发有力，咁你都系越有可能系达到。上游的地方那裡呢就那些、河流呢就沒那麼
急。 Now you can't take a break.
但你不可以停的。
There's no anchor in this boat.
因為這隻船呢是沒有鬧的。
As soon as you take a break, oh, life is so hard, I'm taking a break, you're drifting.
所以如果你說哎呀 太辛苦了，我要 停一停休息一下，但是你那隻船呢就已經就 會飄下去下流的了。
Now, what's going to happen if you try to row the boat and steer the boat at the same time?
如果你是又想撑船，而又想在去改变这个船的方向，又会怎样
呢？ Isn't this what most of us try to do?
我们其实是不是经常都是这样做？
We want to steer the boat and row the boat at the same time.
我们又想控制个船的方向，又想去撑船。
You're going to be all over that river.
你可能在那里淡淡转。
And more likely than not, you're going to be going with this flow more than you're going against it.
咁啊，大有可能咧，你咧就系被冲去下流嗰度，下游嗰度，而系就唔可以系向前去迈进。
And at times you might find yourself not only drifting, but flowing, but rowing with the direction of the current.
有阵时你唔定止系漂流啊，可能咧仲系顺住呢个current 河流。向下游咁样去撑添。
That current which pushes us into the pattern of this world.
呢个河流就系将我哋去拱去呢个世界上嘅模式里边。
No, the Holy Spirit must direct us.
我哋一定要让圣灵去掌管我哋。
And we must use the Word of God, follow the Word of God continually.
我哋亦都需要不断用神嘅话语。
Or the river of life will push us and squeeze us into the mold of the world.
如果唔係人生命嘅河就會將我哋係去壓進呢個世界嘅模式裏邊。
For example,
有一個例。
Suppose a married man finds himself emotionally attracted to a woman other than his wife.
咁啊，可能嗱，或者係有一個已婚嘅男人，佢咧就係被另外一個女人所吸引，嗰女人唔係佢老婆。
It happens.
成日都有啲咁嘢。
It happens to women too.
啊，有時女人都係一樣。
It happens more often than we would like to think.
我哋其實可能即係好多係咁嘅情形。
The man wakes up one morning.Thinking about this other woman, and suddenly it dawns on him, whoa, I would rather spend time with her than my wife. Something's not right.
咁你譬如嗰個男人就一早起身諗下，原來隔離嗰個唔係我中意，我情願同另外一個女人去過日，好過我自己嘅妻子。
That's a great temptation.
呢個係一個好大嘅誘惑。
It's a very strong current in the river of life to force us and squeeze us if we're not careful into its mold.
生命的河呢是一个很很强的河流去将我们压到这个世界上的模式里面。如果我们是不去抗拒的话呢就很容易就变成这样。
What is he to do?
那他应该怎么做呢?
Get on his knees and pray for one thing.
即刻去跪下就向神祷告啦。
He said, God, I feel so bad about myself. I don't even dare tell my wife, she'll kill me.
神啊，我真系衰啦，我唔敢话俾我老婆听，如果唔系佢梗系杀咗我又烦。
I know this is not right.
我知道我咁做系唔啱。
Guard me.
唔该你去警惕我。
Protect me.
保护我。
Change my heart.
改變我心
Help me to control my heart.
幫助我，讓我可以控制我自己的意念。
You need the leading, you need the strength, you need the power of the Holy Spirit.
你需嗰陣時，佢係需要聖靈嘅指引同埋力量。
Then take yourself to the Word of God.
你要係將你帶到神嘅話語前邊。
Let the Holy Spirit speak to you through His Word to your heart and your will about this matter.
让神是用神的话语向你说话，就是改变你自己的心。
Let the word of God keep on telling you this is not right, this is wrong to go this direction.
让神的话语不时咁样提醒你，你咁做系唔啱。
You know, because if a man is attracted to another woman, it can seem so nice and beautiful, right?
好似
It's a deceit, though.
即系好似嗰个人如果系被另一个女人吸引，好似好。好美麗嘅故事咁樣係嘛？其實呢個係非常之唔好嘅情形。
Let the word of God tell you the truth.
讓神嘅話語係將真理顯示俾你。
Of the ugliness if you fall into this sin.
提醒你，如果你係犯呢個罪嘅話，係幾醜陋。
Of the destruction and the hurt.And the judgment that God will bring to correct you.
神亦都会因为你如果系犯呢咁嘅罪，会俾你审判，同埋亦都会带嚟好多严重嘅后果。
But even that's not enough.
但咁样都系唔够噶。
Having prayed and having read the Word of God, you still must make a choice.
祈祷之后，你要听到神嘅话语，咁你仍然系要做一个选择噶。
Over and over,
不時咁樣做呢個選擇添。
I will not go this way.
我唔會去做啲咁嘢。
You must speak to yourself.
你一定要同自己講。
You must tell yourself, my wife is lovely, my wife is wonderful, my wife is the one that I cherish.
話俾自己聽，我嘅太太先至係可愛嘅，佢係好好嘅太太，我係應該係去寶貝佢。
This other woman, I don't even really know her.
呢個女人我根本唔係真係好認識佢。
Just a pretty package.
只不過一個好漂亮嘅外表。
I don't love her.
我唔愛佢噶。
I'm just being greedy and selfish.
我淨係即係貪心同埋自私啫嘛。
Speak to yourself of the consequences of going the wrong way and of the rewards of faithfulness.God and your wife.
你要提醒自己，对你妻子忠心的好处 同埋你如果对佢不忠嘅严重后果。
And you make a choice, you make a determination, like Job made a determination.
你就要好似约伯咁样去做一个明确嘅决定。
Job says he made a covenant with his eyes that he would not even look at another woman.
约伯话佢已经同神系有约，佢话佢唔会睇另外一个女人。
So then every time this woman comes to your mind, you shut it off, you think of something else.
所以每一次呢个女人喺你嘅脑海里边出现嘅时候，你即刻就闩咗个门佢。
You go and pray.
你就去祷告。
And over time, God will give you victory.
咁系迟啲嘅时候，即系神就会俾你得胜。
Now, let me emphasize, temptation is not sin.
我话俾你听，引诱唔系罪恶。
We're talking about dealing with a temptation.
我哋而家系讲点样去处理外间嘅引诱。
But this is how we prevent from getting into sin.
但系我哋而家如果适当处理咧，就系可以防止我哋系犯罪。
Suppose you realize you are proud.
嗱，你或者大家觉得自己都有啲骄傲。
You're in a lot of company.
你其实你大有人在。
And those most of us who think we're not proud, we just don't know ourselves yet.
如果我哋觉得我哋唔系好骄傲咧，其实我哋可能都唔认识自己啫。
But the day comes when the Holy Spirit finally opens your eyes and you realize I'm proud.
有一天圣灵就会打开你的眼睛，就让你看到自己的骄傲。
That's another major current the world uses to push us into its mold.
骄傲也是生命之河里面另一个河流，是将我们去 压制到去这个世界，让我们可以效法这个世界。
Again, you are facing something that's beyond your own human ability to confront.
你再次是遇到一些挑战，你自己的能力是不可以去处理的。
So you must pray first.
所以你一定要祷告。
Seek the Holy Spirit.
寻求圣灵的帮助。
Seek His guidance. Seek His strength.
寻求圣灵的引领和力量。
Take yourself to the Word of God.
将你自己带到神的话语里面。
Learn humility from the Word of God.
即是由神的话语里面学习怎样谦卑。
Correct your thinking.
去改变你的思维。
And your attitudes from the word of God.
还有改变你的态度。
Speak to yourself truth.
对你自己讲出真理。
So what, I have a 140 IQ. I didn't make my brain, God made it.
喂，就算你自己的 IQ 爆棚，都不 是你自己而来的，是神给你的聪明智慧。
I got a great education, but it wasn't all my doing.
我虽然我有高深的教育，亦都唔系完全系因为我自己。
There were so many people who supported me, and there were situations I could not control that God brought about.
我之所以系有咁高深教育，其实有其实背后有好多人支持我，亦都系神安排咗好多唔同嘅机会俾我。
I'm the best ping pong player in the church.
我是这个教会全最好的乒乓球员。
But if God took my health away, what would I be then?
如果神将我的健康拿了去，那我又会变成怎样呢？
Speak to yourself about how you cut other people off by being proud.
告诉你，提醒你自己，你骄傲因为你的骄傲是怎样去伤害了其他人。
And remind yourself about how you can hear so much more from other people when you're humble.
亦都提醒你哋，你自己，如果你系谦卑啲，你就可以听到其他人好多好好嘅意见。
Your spouse might actually be able to get you to listen to him or her.
或者你嘅配偶可以终于可以等你听到佢究竟同你讲紧乜嘢。
And make a choice, make a determination like Daniel did in 1:8.
你们应该是好像但以利这样去做这个抉择。
I'm going to learn humility. I'm going to humble myself.
我是要学习怎样谦卑，我去学习自律。
And stick to it day by day, moment by moment.
每日都是记住这样东西。
And the next time you start to boast to yourself in your own mind about your own greatness, stop yourself and think to yourself, no.
第二次如果你又觉得自以为是的时候，你就会想起，哦，我不应该这么做。
There's so many more things I cannot do than I can.
因为世界上的事我不能够做的事比我能够做的事多得很多。
It takes discipline.
这样是需要自律。
It takes effort.
是要有努力的。
It takes conscious choice not to be conformed but be transformed.
你是要是很自觉地去做这个选择，是不要效法这个世界。
Lazy people are not transformed by the renewing of their mind.
懒的人就不会因为更新他的心意而改变的。
Lazy people read the word of God and then leave it lying around like a pair of oars in the bottom of a boat.
懒的人就是读了圣经，但是就不会用，然后好像那个将船长摆在那个船的底那里这样。
The word must be picked up, it must be used, or we will drift by the currents of this life.
神的话语一定是要经常给我们使用，同埋我们是如果不是我们就会随波逐流去效法这个世界的了。
And you must follow the direction of the Holy Spirit, or you will go the wrong way.
我们也都是应该是要随时去是跟随圣灵的指引，如果不是我们可能行错路。
But more than choosing once,
但是我们不是只是做一次选择。
You must choose what pattern.
我们更加需要是选择什么样式。
Choose you today what pattern you will follow.
去选择我们是怎样 去跟随怎样的模式。
You can choose not to be conformed, you can choose to be transformed, but you also must choose the pattern, the direction.
不单止是需要去选择不要效法这个世界，去选择要变化，我们更加要选择什么模式才是最好。
The essential difference between Christians and non-Christians is the pattern of their life.
我们知道分别基督徒和非基督徒最大的症结就是我们怎样去选择我们的模式。
The essential difference between Christians and non-Christians is their orientation, why they do the things that they do.
基督徒和非基督徒的最大分别就是他们人生的方向。
There is the patterns of this world, and there is the pattern of Christ.
我们有世界的模式，我们也有基督的样式。
The choice is yours.
个选择就喺你度啊。
You cannot put off the choice, because if you do, then you are drifting, you are being conformed.
喂，这个选择你不可以推迟的，因为如果你推迟的话，其实你就是已经效法这个世界了。
Either you are drifting or you are rowing.
一是你就漂流。一是你就撑船。
As I said, there are no anchors.
我已经讲过，这个船是没有锚的。
Choose today.
今日就要做这个选择。
Be choosing transformation, or you will be conformed to the world.
你如果不选择变化，你就会要效法这个世界。
Choose this morning.
今朝就要做这个选择。
Choose tonight.
今晚也要做这个选择。
Choose tomorrow.
明天又要做这个选择。
Keep on choosing.
每一日每一时你都要选择。
Transforming and molding are a process.
改变和这个模仿是一个过程来的。
Renewing your mind is a conscious choice.
更新你自己的心意是一个很有自觉的选择。
Will you wrap your life around the pattern of Christ?
你会不会将你的生命是围绕着耶稣基督的模式呢？
Will you go to his word to be changed and then to keep on changing?
你会不会去神的话语那里，让神的话语改变你，和不时地改变你呢？
Will you go to the corners of your mind and search out the assumptions of your beliefs and compare them critically to the word of God?
你会不会是绞尽脑汁咁样思维神嘅话语，让神嘅话语去改变你自己嘅生命呢？
Be choosing transformation or you will be conformed to the world.
記住，如果你唔改選擇改變，你就會係效法呢個世界。
Transformation is a choice.
選擇改變係一個選，即係要揀嘅。
The choice is not automatic.
呢個選擇唔係自動嘅。
The choice must be thoughtful.
呢個選擇係一定係要經過思考嘅。
The choice to be transformed must be conscious.
你選擇變化係一定係好有自覺嘅。
It must be conscious today.
係今日你係要用呢個自覺去選擇。
It must be conscious tomorrow.
一定聽日亦都如此。
It must be conscious every day of your life.
每日你嘅生命裏邊都係要有自覺咁去選擇。
Because when you stop engaging your mind, when you stop choosing, you stop transforming and start conforming.
因為你如果一停咗係做呢個有自覺嘅選擇嘅話咧，咁你就會停止變化，而會效法呢個世界噶啦。
Be choosing transformation, or you will be conformed to the world.
大家一定要記住，要選擇變化，如果唔係你就會效法呢個世界。
Transformation is according to God's word.
選擇變化係要。是跟隨聖經的教導。
You choose to make it a habit of reading His Word.
你是選擇是有讀聖經的習慣。
You choose to study the Word.
你選擇去好好研讀神的話語。
You choose to meditate upon it and apply it in your life.
你選擇去思考去應用神的話語。
You choose to discipline your thinking and your contemplationsTo make them line up with what the truth of what God's word says.
你選擇去約束你自己嘅心思意念，令到佢哋都可以符合神嘅教導。
Be choosing transformation, or you will be conformed to this world.
再一次，選擇變化，如果唔係，你就會效法世界。
Transformation is the work of the Holy Spirit.
改變你自己係聖靈嘅工作。
Seek Him out in prayer.
在祷告里面寻求圣灵。
Get your ego out of His way.
将你的自我摆开一边。
Get your desires under His sway.
让圣灵管治你的私欲。
Humble yourself before the Lord.
在神面前谦卑自己。
Submit and obey.
顺服和顺从。
You seek His strength and His will.
尋求神的力量和神的旨意。
Every day,
每一日。
Throughout each day,
由早至晚。
You plug your life into the will of the Holy Spirit.
将你的生命是连接在神的旨意里面。
But you don't plug Him into your life.
不是等神去跟随你自己的生命。
You plug your life into Him.
你去将你自己谦卑地去连接在神里面。
Choose you this day whom you will serve.
在今天你就选择你是侍奉谁。
In the words of Joshua, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
在约书亚那里，约书亚告诉他，我们听，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Be choosing transformation, or you will be conformed by the world.
选择变化，如果不是，你就会效法这个世界。
Let's pray.
Yeah, I